Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Foot Expert Online with Don Alenrico and Dr. Kenneth Rehm, the Foot Expert. Welcome to our 30-minute discussion today on the Foot Expert Online, discussing topics that can keep your feet healthy and affect your overall health. The call-in number is 646-787-1532. Good afternoon, Dr. Rehm.
Hey, Don Allen. Thank you for having me. I always enjoy being had. I'm glad that we're still talking about diabetes, because this is the end of the American Diabetes Month, and it's called the November to Remember, sponsored by the American Diabetes Association. And, you know, I'm a foot doctor. I'm a podiatrist. And the thing about podiatry, when it comes to the foot, in diabetes, and I never like to use the word diabetic foot, because people are more than being a diabetic. They're a person with diabetes, which is important how to frame your disease. When you have a chronic disease, it's important for you to know how to frame it, and for you to frame it as part of your whole being, as to identify yourself by that label, are two different things. So anyway, people with diabetes that have foot problems, this is the month to talk about it. And my whole goal is to prevent amputations of the leg. Sometimes we have to do a little surgery of the foot to remodel the foot, but we maintain a weight-bearing surface. And for a person to be able to bear weight changes and keeps the whole metabolism and circulation alive. Once a patient is relocated to a wheelchair, then their whole life changes. Their circulation changes. Their digestion. So my whole focus in the November to Remember is to keep people walking, keep people active, keep them ambulatory, and to keep your feet healthy. Remember, that's a play on words. And remember, we've been talking, you and I, on this program about the Keep Your Feet Healthy program, and I want to focus on one aspect of it, but I want to just frame the whole program. I'm going to read you the 11 things that are part of the program real quick, and then you know where I'm at in the context of things. Number one is know the medical and family history, discovering your risk. Number two is educate yourself. Number three is social well-being and build your team strategy and relationships. We talked about that last time. Number four is mental, emotional, and psychological fitness. Notice, I don't talk about fitness. I talk about fitness, medical and nutritional fitness, body and feet exercise fitness, biomechanical stability, balance, shoes, inserts. Number eight, keep yourself in check. Check with your primary care physician, your endocrinologist, your podiatrist. And number nine, skin and nail health. That's where we're going to focus on today. Foot safety is number 10, and financial considerations, which we touched upon last time. And so today we're going to be talking about the skin. And so let's see, November to Remember. Hold on. Okay. Are there anybody out there that has any questions for me right now about the skin?
Okay. If there are, they can call in at 646-787-1532. And Just give us a call, 646-787-1532.
Good. So the American Diabetes Association reports that diabetes is not just an epidemic. It's a global crisis. Of the millions of patients worldwide dealing with diabetes and diabetes-related complications. Now, listen to this. Fully one-third of them will suffer from skin problems related to their disease, especially relating to the feet. And we call this, the podiatrists call this, the November to Remember. That means have your skin checked, and we're still at the end of November, so it's not too late. Never too late. Even if we get to December, I want you to remember to have your skin checked and the assessment for your whole lower extremity in helping you dealing with the multiple challenges of diabetes. So November, pay special attention to the skin of the feet. And you can create an easy-to-follow and LifeLog skincare regimen to ease the difficult symptoms of diabetes. And this helps prevent the disease progression.
Okay.
So one more thing, when you're dealing with the feet, I want to just mention one more thing in dealing with the feet. When you deal with the skin in the feet, touching the skin every day is an important tactic in prevention and care of the foot in diabetes.
Why is that, Dr. Rain?
Well, why is it important to touch your feet?
Sure.
Okay. Oh, that's a great question, Don Allen. That is a great question. When we have diabetes and we develop neuropathy, part of neuropathy is what we call loss of protective sensation. That means that you don't feel your feet, but it's not like you feeling your foot went numb. You don't even feel that your foot went numb. So you lose the feeling, and you don't even feel that you lost the feeling. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, I can understand that.
So that's the difference. That's the difference between your foot getting numb and your diabetic changes that take place and loss of sensation. So you don't feel the part. Now, a scientist who was a pioneer in the study of the diabetic foot says that when you don't feel a part of your body, you don't consider it a part of your body. Isn't that strange? You completely neglect it. He did studies in India that people, executives, used to come to his office dressed in a suit, but the ulcers that they had on their feet because of their loss of sensation, they were not dressed, they didn't have bandages on, they were dirty, they're filthy, because people have a psychological reaction not paying attention to their feet. And so you've got to, Dr. Brand says, you have to reintroduce yourself to your feet, and that involves touching them or a family member touching them, looking at your feet. And that's an important side effect of inspecting your feet every day. Now you inspect your feet, look for things, changes in the skin. You look for the thickened mycotic toenails. You look for the cracks in between the skin. You look for the dry skin. You look for the ulcers. You look for the infections. You look for the redness. You look for the blisters. You look for any changes that haven't been there the previous day. And November brings to mind, you have to be especially vigilant because colder temperatures and lower humidity can exacerbate these dry, cracked, and scaling and peeling skin that we as diabetics would have anyway.
Okay.
So, it's an important consideration. But in answer to your question, why do you have to touch your feet? Because it's part of dealing with prevention keeping your feet healthy and happy, by the way. Your feet are going to be happier.
Good. Yeah, I can testify to that. You know, if you don't mind, I'm just going to tell you a little, you know, my experience with touching feet and, you know, and helping bring them around. My mom, of course, and I, this is kind of how you and I connect a lot because of the fact that my mom, she is not diabetic, yet some of the symptoms that she has could be, you know. She had a wound on her inner ankle of the right leg. And it was very interesting because for about, maybe not quite 3 years, I would drive her to a wound care specialist. And I'm serious. These guys, they went and they treated the wound, but they didn't deal with the feet. They're only 6 inches away and they didn't clean the feet. They didn't do anything to them. They only took care of the wound. And it wasn't until, and like I say, she had problems with neuropathy in her feet. And, you know, she was getting to where she couldn't feel them or anything. And finally, I got tired of all these guys and their, you know, the way they treated her and her feet and the wound. And I just simply, that's when I talked to you and we started doing something about it. And I was able to use the foot creams that you use, and her toenails were blackened. They were thick. They were just, you know, it was totally disgusting. And even though that I was going with them, you know, with the 3 years that we went to the wound care, within 3 months, we had the wound healed. And then the feet were totally different. The dry skin was then becoming pliable. Her feet, she was starting to feel them again. And it's because with the creams and the way, you know, you taught me and I watched how you did it, her feet were coming back to life. And the toenails, you know, were not totally. We got just a little bit on a couple of them, but they're pliable and they're much better. And the feet are way better, and that's that's what I can say about it. And I'm not a podiatrist; I'm just simply a family member.
It speaks for itself. And you know, you mentioned the word pliable. That kind of caught my ear a little bit. And I go on record as saying stiff skin and stiff bones are bad. And part of the diabetic problem in the skin is that. And when you massage it, you're not only loosening the bones, but you're relaxing the skin. And how does that do that? Well, there's such a process called glycosylation or glycation, where the blood sugar collects in the proteins. And this causes inflammation. And this is an inflammatory process. Massaging it kind of mobilizes the blood sugar away from these the joints, which are made of proteins. It's attractive proteins away from the joints and the soft tissue. And if the blood sugar is allowed to collect, you've heard of oxidation. You've heard of that word, right, Don Allen? Everybody takes antioxidants,
right.
Vitamin C. Well, there's an oxidative process where they form oxidative end products, which are the damaging part of oxidation. And these advanced glycation end products, they're called AGEs, they're the end products we're talking about, get into the blood and cause damage to the tissues as well. And you mentioned the foot cream. I'm glad you did, because developing these products is more than just a business for me, passion. And I mentioned it before. It's about lower extremity amputation prevention. And when we can massage your feet with an anti-inflammatory formula, think in terms of what it does to what I just told you about the blood sugar collecting in the joints. You're mobilizing it. Plus, you're eliminating a lot of the inflammation of the skin, especially in the wintertime when we have boots and heavy shoes and heavy socks and we walk on snow, and our feet get so much pounding and so much damage, so to speak, in the feet during winter. It's we have to pay a special attention to it. And massage with this anti-inflammatory process that I have. It also includes, by the way, if I can mention it, Don, the cleansing ready pads, which cleans the skin of fungus, bacteria, and different contaminants, so that it makes a clean pathway for the foot cream to penetrate. This is unique. It's a patent-pending formula and patent-pending process, and there's nothing like it. And so this is my entryway into preventing foot problems. 30% at least happen through the skin. And if I could have the skin healthy, Don, if I could make the skin healthy, if I could create that healthy barrier for germs to get in and to be fought off, this is magnificent for me. And then think of the fungus toenails. Excuse me for getting excited. This is a passion for me. People come in with these big, thick toenails. It's because, my favorite question, and I think we mentioned it last time, my favorite question that my patients can ask me is, Dr. Ream, how come I have these ugly toenails? How come they're so thick? How come they're fungus? And I answer the question with a question. And you know what that question is?
I learned last time.
Yeah, that question is, do you brush your teeth? Because the teeth would be the same way if we didn't brush them every day and use mouthwash. And I've designed my products to act analogous to the brushing your teeth and the mouthwash. But anyway, it's about preventing amputation. It's about preventing the germs from getting in. It's about the cracked skin. It's about the glucose. It's about mobilizing the skin. And November to remember, we're reminded of the winter coming on, the heavy shoes, the heavy socks, and we can't stop paying attention to their feet. You know, in the spring, people come to me, and the beginning of summer, oh, they want their toenails pretty, and they want their skin soft, and they want to walk on the beach, and they want to wear sandals, and they want everybody to look at their feet. In the winter, nobody cares, but this is the important time, Don Allen. People can't forget that in the winter it's important. But in the spring, no, they want their feet exposed. They want to look pretty. But you got to do it all year round for them to look pretty in the summer.
Yeah, exactly. You know, the other thing I think, too, is there's that group of people who want their feet to look pretty. But then there's that other group of this group is the one that my mom falls in, is that elderly group. And, you know, with the problems that she was having and like, say, sometimes it would, you know, I mean, because she didn't pay attention to some of the recommendations that she was supposed to be doing. In other words, she'd go outside and get into, you know, raking and wouldn't protect the foot the way it should be. But anyway, it would get all inflamed and stuff. Then, you know, her concern is, am I going to lose my feet? And, you know, that's when they really get excited. People, you know, when start thinking, gosh, I don't want to lose my feet. You know, they start thinking of all the things that are going to happen. And that is a very important thing, is people don't realize that, you know, when you lose your feet, you change, it changes, you put you in a wheelchair.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But the important point that you bring up right here, Don Allen, is that just like when you're ready for retirement and you don't realize you have enough money and your advisor told you to save money from the time you were 25 and you say, oh, I should have, you can't wait till the last minute for your health. You've got to build on your health because it builds up over the years. Disease builds up. It doesn't just happen all of a sudden. You've got to develop a plan. You got to develop a program. You got to develop a habit, which is one of the most important words in the English language for health, is develop good habits. And part of this is preventing amputation, is paying attention to your feet. And part of this is controlling your blood glucose, controlling your blood sugar. You know, I have people that come into my clinic and their blood sugars are out of control. They have a measurement called hemoglobin A1C, which is the average blood sugar over 3 months. And, you know, it should be 5.5, 6.0. I have people that come in with 10 and 14. And I ask them, what do you eat that you shouldn't, that you're not supposed to? And they say, everything. I say, why? They say, well, my feet don't hurt. And people use that as their criteria. Well, sometimes, like high blood pressure, you don't know you have high blood pressure. Sometimes there's no symptoms. And so the point in me telling you this is regulating your diabetes is important to the feet as well. High glucose levels contribute to dry skin because of the inflammation, and it gives you it compromises your ability to fight off your bacteria as well. So anyway, it's an important thing. The feet are so important to take care of in diabetes, and you can't wait till the last minute.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and that's the other thing that I always remember, is that the feet are part of the body, and they're just as important as any other part as well. That's something that you continue.
Well,
to
God
say.
Didn't make it. God didn't make the feet for no reason. If that's good language or not, God did not make the feet for no reason. There's a reason we have feet. And you have to take care of them. We may not always realize that they're that important, but you know what? They're attached to the rest of the body as well.
Yeah.
So.
And that's what, people, until they start having problems with their feet, and then they find out that they can't stand on them properly, or they have, you know, it hurts to stand on the feet and stuff like that. Well, that becomes, then all of a sudden it becomes important, and people need to realize that they do need to pay attention to them, and not just last minute when they start hurting.
Absolutely. So, you spoke about your mother. Is she diabetic?
Well, she's not. I would think that she should be. She's just addicted to sugar like crazy, but her pancreas works well and it keeps her numbers right. But I know that she's always, she loves sugar. She's an addict to sugar.
Well, the reason I ask you that is because there's such a thing now as high risk for diabetes, and they call that pre-diabetes, and you're not predestined to have diabetes. It's just you're at higher risk for developing diabetes. And anytime your blood sugar gets over a certain point, there's damage done to the nerves, which cause neuropathy. And sometimes people who aren't diabetic suffer forms of neuropathy and dry skin. And my point is, even if you're not diabetic, you should always watch your intake of inflammatory foods and blood and sugars. You know, sugar, eating sugar without its native fiber. Native fiber and sugar is found in an apple, in a pear, in certain vegetables. But when you eat a candy bar made of fructose corn syrup, it used to be made of better things, you're creating havoc with your body. So even if you're not diabetic, you have to watch your intake of sugars. sugar, in my opinion, I go down as saying sugar should not be consumed on a regular basis. If you cheat once in a while, I think the body can handle it. Should not be consumed on a regular basis without its native fiber accompanying it, because when the native fiber is accompanying the sugar, it's metabolized differently and it's healthier for your body. We need certain sugars, but it should be with the native fiber, which keeps your blood sugar at a controllable level. So,
absolutely. You know, and I've written a book which it talks about sugars, and that's one of the things that I learned. The best way that sugar should be eaten is with fiber, and that means the native fiber.
You can't add fiber and then eat a candy bar. It has to be with its native fiber. It has to be with the native fiber.
Yeah, it can't be. It's extracted and then try to be put back together. And
another way to say this is eat food, not too much, mostly plant-based, and then stay away from a lot of sweets. That's the key. Yeah. Eat food, not too much, mostly plant-based. And that's well thought out now. It's about inflammation in the body and collection of blood sugar, which causes inflammation. It's very complicated, but it's simple for the people to understand what they have to do about it.
Exactly. Okay. Well, we're just about out. We are going to do this call every Monday at 1 o'clock Pacific time. And that way it'll give people a chance to remember, and we'll get this going so people can call in with questions. And I think for next week, if it's okay with you, Dr. Rehm, let's talk about sugar, blood sugars, controlling blood sugars.
Yeah, I mean, this is basically it's about nutrition, you know, and activity. But I want people to go to the diabeticfoot.com and to learn more about this. And remember, November is the time. Stop what you're doing. Take a look at your feet. Make a mental commitment to maintain active, vigilant inspections of the skin of your feet the whole year through. And remember, Don Allen, remember this. You know, I always say this. If it is to be, it is up to me. We are the captain of our own ship.
Exactly. Yeah, and it is. People have to take responsibility for their own self, their own health, and feet included.
Exactly. Exactly. And you can be an active warrior in the fight against diabetes through something as simple as paying attention to your feet.
Awesome. The website that you talked about is thediabeticfoot.com. Go there and get more information about this. And for the product as well, the Balm Reish Dr. Rehm's Remedies Foot Cream, that is there as well. Is that
you
correct?
Got it. The Balm Reish, is the skin cleansing pads, and the foot cream, which is for non-diabetics, and also another one for the diabetics. And I have a lot of things in the diabetic cream that prevent against a lot of these glycosylation sugar accumulation in the skin.
Awesome.
And it feels so good.
And I
it feels
can
so
testify
good.
That it works.
Oh, it feels so good.
It does. It does.
It feels so good.
Hey, thanks. Thanks for being with us this afternoon or on the recorded calls, those who are listening. This is Don Allen Rico and Dr. Kenneth Rehm, the foot expert online. Remember to keep your feet .. healthy, and bye for now. We'll see you next week.
Thank you,
Dr. Rehm.
Foot Expert Online is a production of Q Ford Productions, copyright 2018, Kenneth Rehm, all rights reserved.